But right now, panel, it's time for a new game that we are calling...
Now Hiring.
So the Trump economy is heating up. It's a great time to look for a new job. Maybe even get out of the country. If you're in the market for a new gig, we're going to tell you the job requirements that have been posted for very real jobs that are now available somewhere in the world. Guess the job, you get a point. Your resume goes to the top of the pile. You ready to go?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Alonzo, first job opening is in Vancouver, Canada. Applicants must be able to, quote, walk and turn and stand on one leg. Is the job A, a stand-in for the flamingo at the Vancouver Zoo, or B, a professional drinker on whom the police can try out their sobriety tests?
Oh, it'd have to be a professional drinker.
You're right. The police? We'll give this person three shots of hard liquor, and then they'll watch you walk around and try to recite the alphabet backwards. Faith, in California, there's a job that requires that you have aerobic fitness and a willingness to work in bare feet. Is it A, the McCroskey Mattress Company's professional bouncer who jumps on mattresses to test them, or B, Reebok staff stinker who's required to walk 10 miles without socks and prototype shoes to test their stink retention?
Ooh, that's tough. Oh, that's hard. You don't give hints on this, do you?
No, no, it's supposed to go really, really quickly.
Yeah, sorry.
One of those lightning games, zip through it.
Mattress.
Yes! They bounce 100 times in each mattress in a very organized pattern to test it. Tara, the next job opening requires aviation...
A. But you said to go fast.
I like your spirit. The next opening requires aviation experience and a positive attitude. Is it A, Southwest Airlines professional apologizer who will get on the phone with angry passengers to tell them we're sorry, or B, Skydive USA's morale assistant who jumps out of a plane alongside novices and yells encouraging phrases like, we're not gonna die?
A.
You're right. Yes, it was the apologizer. Could have given it to you before. Now, panel, on to some of the rest of the week's news. Tara. You may have heard about this brand new $5 billion Apple headquarters building in California. It's hyper modern, super fancy. There's this problem. Many of the employees there have injured themselves by doing what?
I haven't heard about this at all. You started with you may have heard. I haven't heard. They may injure themselves by, you know, walking into something while looking at their phones like the rest of us.
That's exactly right.
Oh, baby.
Although, what makes it interesting is that they're specifically walking into the glass walls because they cannot see them. The new Apple headquarters is this futuristic building. It looks like a giant transparent spaceship, and it's got the latest environmental technology over there. It's got wood harvested at the optimum time of the year. And, ow, damn it, I did it again! The glass walls apparently are so perfectly clear that employees keep conking themselves in the head walking into them. And then they can't get medical care at the headquarters because they all forgot to get Apple Care for their faces.
So when they walk into the walls, if they crack the glass, do they have to buy a new phone or take it in to get somebody to fix it? If you break, we fix, comes out and builds.
No, the worst thing is like, you know, if there is any justice in this world, they're going to say, okay, we need to fix this problem with the building. And they're going to go to the engineers and they're going to say, I'm sorry, the building's out of date. You're going to need to buy a new building. Tara, one more for you. Amazon has announced they're working on a solution to a problem affecting Alexa devices worldwide. These various devices are spontaneously doing what?
Laughing.
Yes.
Boom. I remember this one.
You heard about this?
I heard about this one. I did.
I'm going to try not to say Alexa, because when I say Alexa, people get mad at me, because when I say Alexa, their Alexas go off. So I'll say Echo. Their Echoes have been spontaneously laughing all around the world. Nobody knows why. Maybe we knew someday the machines would become self-aware. We did not know that they would become super high.
I love to laugh loud and long and clear. I love to laugh. It's getting worse every year.